Hey there, this is Alyssa from I'm Busy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routine to hold it all together. This is Motivation Monday, and today we're talking about why you need to know your optimal work schedule as a mompreneur who's got kids around. Are you running a work-from-home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschooling to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that still let you show up as mom each day, every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business with kids around session because you can do it with the kids around without losing your mind. Get ready for your hourly mom overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book your free coaching session in by April 12th, and I will see you on our call. All right, so today let's talk about why you need to deal with your daily and weekly energy flow for your business side of things now. Because it's not enough to have your mom day all flowy and light and easy feeling. You need to have your online side hustle on track too. This is the secret to matching up both sides of your life and feeling really great in both of them. You have to do this. Otherwise, you will be liking your mom life and resenting your business, or loving your biz work and wishing you didn't have kids. And since you picked this online business life, I'm going to help you make a go at it. No, more than a go, a success. Are you ready? First things first, you need to give your business some of your best hours. Notice I said some because your family gets some too. But this, oh, my business fits in the corners of my day attitude has to stop. You're giving it the leftovers, the scraps of your hours, and expecting it to build to six figures in like 8 months? No way. Take a look at what you're doing. Really look at the mindset and energy behind it, and realize that what you put your main focus and attention on is what matters. And that can be both your kids and your online business, but it can't be just the kids if you have some pretty big here and now, not available for 3 years from now kind of business dreams. Okay? You are a content creator now, or an accountant now, or a VA now. So, how do you practically do this as a stay-at-home mom when it comes to chores and cooking and cleaning and laundry? Well, let's take laundry for an example. Use the, oh, I need to get up and fold the next little laundry as a movement break from your laptop work. It is not your primary role anymore. It is not one of your big three rocks for the day is fold the load of laundry. Because it's not your job to be the one folding the clothes or managing the wash cycles or prepping the PBJ lunches. These are not the top priorities for you anymore. They are little priorities, but they're not the big ones for your day. Now, these can certainly be the fill in the cracks of your day tasks. You're, oh, I need a stretch break now. Let me go wipe down the counters, get lunches ready to go, and move the laundry. Those kind of priorities, because you've got bigger things your eyes are set on, like crafting a nurture sequence for your people or making them a mini course to draw them into your world. And you aren't just the home mama anymore. You're shepherding a business and a home. So take a page from me. Use your laundry folding or the lunch prepping as biz breaks in your day when you've had too long a stretch of sitting at the computer time. And just downgrade their mental importance to you. The launch emails or the selling reels need far more of your creative energy than the food prep tasks ever will. So honor that difference and respect it. Because if I know you, you want to finally be able to make consistent money from your business, like enough to get your husband off your back, to not deal with the mom role guilt of juggling, should I be with my kid or work on my business now all day long, and to ditch the side helping of hustle mode that comes with standard business advice because you are a mom, not a 20-something who's got 50 hours a week to throw at her online media platform, which means you need to be able to throw the hours at your business that you were spending cooking and cleaning, or at least most of them, so that you can get this marketing machine started running smoothly and finally rolling downhill at a great rate. Because otherwise, this six figures for my own business dream is going to be just another daydream that never got traction. Not unless you start showing up for it, which is exactly what I'm here to help you do. I want to coach you through the scheduling, the delegation, and your mompreneur mindset as well, so that you not only have the hours you need to grow your business, but aren't adding anything else to your plate, so you're able to show up as both the mom and the CEO guilt-free. Can you imagine what your life would be like 6 months from now if you had these three things in place? I can. It's going to be great. Are you running a work from home business, but you've still got toddlers or homeschoolers to care for? Let me de-stress your workday for you and show you exactly where to create consistent work hours that still let you show up as mom each day and every day. If this is you, I want you to reserve your very own get stuff done in your business session with kids around without losing your mind and get ready for your hourly overwhelm to shift for good. All you have to do is book in your free coaching session with me by April 12th. See you on our call. And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.